Now, James, got a question here from Donald on the Naked Scientist forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum. He says, if the Earth wasn't tilted, what would be the impact on our climate?
It's a brilliant question. The short answer is that basically every single day would be 12 hours long everywhere. But your latitude would affect how high the sun was in the sky. So if you're at the equator, you'd always have sort of 12 hours with a very high midday directly in the middle of the sky sun. If you're at the poles, you would have a very low, right on the horizon sun for 12 hours a day. So the energy we get from the sun comes in. You can sort of imagine if you took a football or something and just put straight lines towards this football, that's sort of the energy from the sun. Without that tilt, all of that energy would go into the equators. There'd be less energy going into the polar regions. So you'd have more energy transfer from the equator and the low latitudes up to the higher latitudes. So in the mid latitudes where we are, we'd probably get stormier because there'd just be more movement of air. And overall, the UK, it'd probably be much like sort of the week before Easter. Permanently.
What, with the traffic, you mean? Or but being more serious for a minute. So basically, the temperature we experience is because it's the amount of solar input, the amount of energy falling on the land for that length of time. And so we have summer because the Earth is tilted and we see more sun during the summer period. And we have winter because we see a bit less because that part of the Earth's surface is tilted away so the sun's not as high in the sky.
Yep.
So basically, it's thanks to the fact that the Earth is tilted that we have seasons and therefore we have a seasonal climate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because someone said to me the other day that Mars is also tilted about, because the Earth is tilted 23.5 degrees, Mars is tilted about the same. So therefore, Mars sort of has seasons as well, but it's a great deal colder than it is here on Earth.
Earth has got very lucky. It's in that sort of, we're in this really nice little slot in the solar system where if we were a few 100,000 kilometres nearer or a few 100,000 kilometres further away from the sun, it may be almost uninhabitable. And it's that sort of that variation. We're just in a real sweet spot. And our tilt aids that. But also that tilt is what added to things like the ice ages. So the glacial interglacial cycles where huge ice sheets waxed and waned over, especially northern Europe, that is part of that was due to the changes in the tilt and also the change in the shape of our orbit around the sun.
So why should the tilt change?
I don't actually know. I think the tilt was sort of very early on in the Earth's formation. The Earth was slightly knocked off its spinning axis. So it put it onto that slight tilt and it's just got
a natural wobble,
like a sort of spinning top, essentially.
And so owing to the fact that it is just gently changing that degree of inclination over very long timescales, is that why we go through phases of the Earth's a bit warmer for a while, it's a bit colder for a while, and that's what people call the natural cycles, or sort of Milankovitch cycle?
Yeah.
So when people say the Earth has always, throughout its 4.5 billion year history, gone through cycles when the climate has changed, how do we know that the warming that we're seeing today is owing to our influence and not just the Earth entering another of these natural variations? Because the Earth has completely frozen up in the past, it's completely melted its poles and been really, really hot in the past, hasn't it?
It's one of the toughest parts of climate science in many respects. So we have different ranges of data. Some of that is the modern day satellite observations, weather stations, that's all very new, recent, last 50 years. We have proxy data, which comes from things like tree rings, the ice cores, or even sediment cores from the deep ocean. Like, we can go back about 65 million years for some of these sediment cores. And we can, looking at the fossilized plankton and the chemistry of the shells, we can approximate what the temperatures would have been. But ultimately, what we can see is that nothing has happened as fast. Nothing that we've really seen happens as fast as what we are currently observing. And that's that rate of change that makes the anthropogenic effect, the man-made effect of climate change, different to natural climate change, which has always happened and will continue to always happen with our signal on top of it.
Thank you for that, James.